He looked over at the Apostle Luke and he was like, suck my dick, I'm going to heaven. All right, welcome back to Barstool Confessions. I'm Chapsy. We got Johnny Boy. Big news coming because today, my friends, we're talking about old JC, old Jesus Christ. See what that guy's been up to, because John, you texted me earlier and saying that you wanted to talk about it because you weren't sure how Jesus died.
I was. Well, first of all, the big news here is we need a big congratulations to our Uncle Chaps. Four more years at Barstool, another presidential term he'll be serving here. That is fantastic news for all of us. We're going to get through the whole Bible in those 4 years.
A little reenlistment action is what they call it for a 4 year extension. So it is, by the way, when this contract is over, I will officially be at Barstool longer than I was in the Marine Corps.
No shit.
Which is shocking to me.
That's crazy. You can't call yourself a Marine anymore after that.
I know, right? Like, I don't think it counts. I think your career is what you spent the longest time doing. So I think that that will have to be my second job.
Yeah, you're a podcaster after this thing. You're really taking it down.
It is really strange, like, considering how much those years shaped me, like, looking at it now. But I would say, too, my years at Barstool has definitely shaped my personality as well, and like how I do things. So they're probably both equally as impactful. This one is a lot less stressful, I will say that.
and Leslie, you get shot at way less here.
Way less. I mean, I don't think I've been more than two gunfights since I've been at this job, which is and shot zero times, which is fucking great.
That's the big number. Yeah, that's the important one.
Yeah, that's the reason they're like, you want to go back to the Marine Corps? I'm like, well, I got shot the last time I worked there. I'd rather stay here, I guess.
You were still wiping off your OSHA calendar. You're like, no, it's been 0 days since I got shot. So I think,
right.
I think I'm all set for a while.
Yeah. And I mean, not only that, but being able to work from home and have no commutes, you can't beat that. That's worth a couple grand in the old pocket. That dish right there. There's nothing like not having a commute. What do you know about the ascension of Christ? And I guess we'll call it, that's really essentially the murder of Christ too. What do you know about those?
Well, dude, so this is the thing. We had our KFC radio live show last night, and in the green room before the show, we were talking Jesus as people do in comedy club green rooms.
Right. Yeah.
And someone said, like, I don't even know how Jesus died. And I was like, what are you, a fucking idiot? How the hell do you not know how Jesus died? He died on the cross. He was crucified, and that's how he got killed. And then they were like, it might have been Kevin. I forget who it was. And they're like, well, no, he didn't die like that because he rose again. And I was like, oh, shit, you're right. So how did you? Like, I feel like in Catholicism, and maybe this is me projecting and being like, this is when I stopped paying attention, but I feel like they don't teach you much more about the ascension. I think that it might be in the Bible, but I do not think the ascension – is a focal point of the Catholic religion. I could be wrong. I could have just not paid attention, but I don't know. Someone said it last night, like, he just ascended into heaven. And I was like, what do you mean? Like a tractor beam just kind of grabbed him and pulled him up? Is that what the ascension is? We'll find out.
We are going to find out, and you're pretty damn close, because really the answer there is if it was Kevin, if he doesn't feel like Jesus actually died when he was crucified, then the answer is he never died. Because he was crucified, he never died again. He was ascended from there. It was 40 days later is whenever he actually ascended. I would need to ask you a question though. What do you so say you were? What's that person that does like an autopsy? Like a
mortician.
Yeah, if you're a mortician
or a medical examiner.
Yeah, medical examiner. Let's say that's your job, and you have to write down cause of death for Jesus. What do you think goes on that little byline of cause of death?
Well, I mean, I guess, again, this doesn't really count because he didn't die. He just took a three-day nap. I guess it would be the wound to the sacred side, no?
No. So the cause of death would be asphyxiation. That's how you die from being crucified. You don't die from blood loss. You don't die from being poked in the side. You die from suffocating because the way that crucifixion works is they would put a nail through your wrist bone, like the radial ulna bone. That's where one of them goes. And then between the two bones in your leg as well, or into the top of your feet, depending on which way you got crucified. But you lose all of your air because the way that you're extended out, you can't catch a full breath. So then you have to keep pushing yourself up on the metal spike that's through your feet and pushing yourself up so you can release your lungs a little bit so you can breathe. Eventually you get so worn out that you no longer can do that and you die of exhaustion through asphyxiation because you can't breathe.
Dude, what kind of fucking sick and twisted people come up with this shit? What is wrong with you?
It was the main portion. It was the main way that they would kill people, like for capital punishment back in the day. Like there was this dude, Nero, and he was the emperor in 70 AD, which a lot of people think, if you're a partial preterist and believe that a lot of the prophecies that are in Revelation have already taken place and they happened outside of Jerusalem in 70 AD, that was the main force. Like they would take all kinds of people out of Jerusalem, kick them outside the city, and they would have legitimately at times hundreds of crucifixions taking place across, like outside of Israel. Like at one time you could look outside the city because Nero was such a twisted fuck and look out and you would see hundreds of people on a cross. It wasn't like that this was a one-time thing. It was special for Jesus. This was the way that they, instead of hanging people in the Wild West, they did it with crucifixion.
And how long did the crucifixion take?
It could take days. It could take days. It was a very torturous way to die, for sure. And not only that, but the way that they did it, there's this road called the Via Dolorosa that is in Jerusalem that takes you to the mount where Jesus was crucified. You have to carry the cross yourself, and it's heavy as shit. And they're doing it with what's called the Cat of Nine Tails, which is a whip that has nine different strands on it that has like sharp thorns and rocks that are sharpened, where whenever you go around it rips out your flesh. So he's doing all this while bleeding like crazy and being in excruciating pain and knowing that he didn't do anything wrong. Like it's very unjust, like the way that the Bible describes it. Like he never made a mistake, he never did anything wrong, never broke any laws, then he gets this unbelievably vicious punishment.
I never understood that. The carrying of the cross, I'd be like, bitch, fuck you. You carry it. What are you going to do? You're going to kill me here? Fine. I don't give a fuck.
In
movies and TV shows, when they're like, dig a hole, and you're in the middle of nowhere, and they got a gun in their hand, I'm like, bitch, you dig the hole you're going to bury me in. I'm not fucking – my last act on this earth is not going to be manual labor. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, especially if you have the skills of Jesus, right? Like, he knows what's going to happen. Like, for me – let's say I get captured by the Taliban. Like we go back, I'm doing war stuff again. I get fired from here and have to go back. Just like hanging out. If the Taliban's like, hey, dude, dig your hole, we're going to kill you and put this in you, I might think, because I can't see the future, I'm not omnipotent, I don't know everything, I think maybe if I do this, they change their mind. Like maybe if I'm like really nice about digging this hole and I do it with a smile on my face and tell a couple jokes, they switch.
Chaps, on what planet, son? They already driven. If you had a whole car ride, you had a whole car ride out to the middle of the desert in order to state your case and convince them that, you know what? He's a pretty likable fella. I don't think that digging that hole with what you know is just a real garbage shovel from Ace Hardware.
But I'm telling as many dick jokes as I know, John. I'm telling them I had diarrhea since Easter 2007. I'm bringing out all the hits. Like anything that's real, I'm saying, does that thing over there look like it's going to get the pipe? Anything that I've ever done that people thought was funny, I'm pulling that out and being like, maybe this is the thing that saves my life. Maybe.
Yeah,
but eventually I'm probably going to get the AK-47 to the head. And I realize that too.
It is. But like what if they're making me carry this cross? I'm like, what? Carrying it up hills. I got a bunch of thorns in my head. I'm like, dude, the only
and those are long thorns too. They're not little thorns.
Make me carry something and I'm just not doing it. Kill me in the middle of the street, whatever. But I'm not going out like that. I refused. In life, in the heart of my life, I refuse to do chores and manual labor such as this. You think it'll be my last act on this planet?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I think that Jesus knows, like, and for me, if I'm going to put myself in Jesus's brain, he knows he's got to do this because I feel like the story slaps different if people view Jesus as being a little bitch when he's carrying the cross.
Right.
Like, I think part of it's like, oh, he still went through with it. Like, if Luke is recording down, like, oh, and he was whining the whole way. He was like, this is really heavy. This sucks. I can't believe you're making me do this. I think the entire story changes.
Yeah. You do kind of be like, all right, dude, like, come on. Like, stop.
God, grow just up, suck, you just pussy. Suck
it
up, like,
and get it done.
Thousands of people have done. You're not the first one to do this. They make right. all kinds of people. That guy had to do it because he stole an apple.
So speaking of the other people doing it, really tough day for the two guys. Who were getting crucified with Jesus.
Oh, the thieves? Yeah.
Because you're like, I mean, who knows? You obviously know them, but we all know there were three of them up there, but no one knows who else it was besides Jesus. It's kind of like we were talking about me, Frankie, Carrabas, and Dave. This is probably the Red Sox World Series. What was that, 3 years ago? 2018? Yeah, 3 years ago. We took a helicopter from New York to Boston to do a live stream, whatever it was we did. And like the day before, there had been a helicopter crash from the pad we were leaving from. And we were all talking about it. And we're like, dude, if this is the way we go out, that's going to suck, because it's going to be like Dave Portnoy dies in helicopter crash along with three others. Like, yeah. if you're, that's not your death. That's not your crucifixion up there. That's Jesus' crucifixion. You happen to be there. You don't even go out with any kind of notoriety.
And like, this guy's just a thief, like, and being a thief is not great, but you would think, like, this dude, he's saying that he's God, and if nobody's believing him, that seems to be way worse, like, than what I did. Like, I just stole some bread, and I'm up here. Like, can't we have, like, even Stephen punishments across the board? Like, what he did was way worse. And the dude Barabbas, like, the guy that they were saying, give us Barabbas, because they were going to release one of the people that was up there. It was the thief Barabbas and Jesus that were up on the cross. And Barabbas was like a notorious criminal at the time, like a murderer. He did all kinds of shit. And the crowd got the option where the Pontius Pilate was saying, I'll give you one of these people back, where one of these people doesn't have to die. And the crowd's like, Barabbas, Barabbas, Barabbas.
What?
That would be like going... Yeah, like, they wanted, give us Barabbas was the chant that they wanted to have. They Jeff, wanted to have the other guy. And
the
Jesus,
Romans
yeah.
had a choice to save a guy who stole some bread, the Son of God, or a murderer, and they chose mm-hmm. murderer?
Yeah.
What in the fuck?
Yeah, why? The Romans, not great. Not a great look for the Romans. You got to say that. I mean, well, I don't know why they did it, but I mean, you would say that it's predestined, that that's what was going to happen, and they didn't have a choice, that that's the way that it was going to be before the foundations of the earth was laid. But in my estimation, I'm saying, Barabbas, you got to go, pal.
Barabbas.
If I'm getting the choice between Jesus, a bread thief, and this guy, Barabbas, you're out of here.
This is one of those things. If I'm in a room with Barabbas, thief, and Jesus, and two bullets, I shoot Barabbas twice.
Exactly right, and I don't blame you, and I think that's the right thing to do. But
there's so never any explanation for why, like, no townsperson ever says, like, oh, like, I don't know, he was the fucking who was the guy in American Gangster, the guy who was
Frank Denzel Washington,
yeah, but what character did he play?
Oh, I don't remember his name.
Frank something, and he, you know, he was the good guy of Harlem, where he was, you know, he kind of the Robin Hood of Harlem, where he stole
right, right.
At least maybe Barabbas was, he was the Dexter of Rome, and he was killing the bad.
Oh, no, just a piece of shit. No, I think he's basically the Ted Bundy of ancient Rome, or not even Rome, ancient Jerusalem, because it really is what you're saying about how the Catholic Church doesn't pay a lot of attention. That's because the Bible doesn't pay a lot of attention to it. Like, in all it's shocking how much something that is so integral to what's going on isn't hardly mentioned at all. Like, the way that they talk about it is so fleeting. It's like, remember when we talked about Elisha and Elijah, where it's like, oh, Elijah got called up to heaven, and then it says, and then he went back to the town. Like, the other guy went back to the town, and that's it. Like, that's the end of the story. I'm going to read you all the accounts of what happened with the ascension. Okay. The main one that there actually is a little bit of the detail is, it comes from Acts chapter 1. And that begins in verse 6, when he said, then they gathered around him and asked, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel? He said to them, it's not for you to know. And he's talking to the disciples now, or the apostles. It's not for you to know the times and the dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive the power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up at the sky as he was going, and then suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside him. Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way that you've seen him go into heaven. Then the apostles returned to Jerusalem and to the hill called Mount of Olives, and a Sabbath day, which was a walk from the city. That's it. That's all it says about the ascension. Like, you would think that there would be
the
way
whole
more.
Thing?
That's the most detailed. Luke and Luke chapter 24, verse 50. This is all he says. When he has led them out of the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with a great joy. Mark says, after the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven and he sat at the right hand of God. Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with him. Mark didn't even think it was needed to say that he was taken into heaven without dying. Like, he just went in a cloud. Like, Mark was just like, I'm going to leave that shit out. John goes on to say, do not hold on to me, for I have yet ascended to the Father. Go instead and tell my brothers and tell them I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. That is it. That is the only times in the entire Bible that it's mentioned about the ascension, which is hugely central to the entire idea of Christianity. And that's it. That's all that you have. So everything else, every other song, every other story about it is just happenstance, or it's like guesswork. The only like historical context for that is those 7 or 8 verses, and that's it.
That's downright lunacy. So I don't feel so dumb anymore.
You should have.
I didn't know how Jesus quote unquote died, because they just neglected to tell us. This is one of those things where like you get mad at your teacher because you're like, how, what the fuck is this? And like, it was in the syllabus or whatever, and then she realizes she never taught a lesson. Like, it's the ascension. The ascension is how he didn't die. He just got sucked up into a cloud.
Dog, this is something where if you're writing 5 paragraphs, you know, those creative paragraphs that you have to write in like 5th grade, where your English teacher is like, look, you need to suss this out a little bit. We need some more explanation. We don't have a whole lot of information to go on, because you can't just say something that is so crucial to an entire religion and really to the entire world if the religion is true. That's all you say? Like, I need more detail, fella. Hey there, John, write more. Mark, Matthew, do something. Write a little bit more.
So much more detail.
Like, what was everybody? I want what everybody else is doing. Why can't you have a podcast series? Like, just have a couple people do a true crime podcast and be like, look, this is what happened.
Like, did he go up? Did he go up like Tony Stark, where it was just like, and he had the hands, he was prepared? Or was he surprised by this whole thing? And the whole time he was getting sucked up into the sky, was he going, what's happening here?
I would think he would have to do something, because he was truly man. And that's the only way this whole religion works, is if he's fully man and fully God. So even if you have God inside your brain and you know everything all at one time, you would still think the first time that you ever started floating to outer space, you'd be like, this is weird. Yeah. Like, this whole thing is weird. We should have done it a different way.
It's like a reverse dream. We have those dreams where you're falling, you're getting sucked up, and it's not a dream. You're awake.
And I need more information of who these angels were, who these two dudes in white were. Who are these fellas? You're just going to say two dudes appeared, and I'm like, cool. Like, I have to buy that? Tell me who they are. What's their responsibilities here?
It is not a well-described story. And that, my friends, is often a fake story.
And I would say the reason why, I mean, that's bold, but I would say,
giving me a lot of details, you're probably lying to me.
But if you don't give a lot of details, maybe you want people to form their own opinions. Like, where you can like create your own story and narrative, where it's going to be, because, you know, like there's this TikTok that I saw recently where the husband receives a text message and be like, oh, John and Susan got into a wreck. They're not going to be able to make it to dinner tonight. And then the wife says, well, what happened? Is everybody okay? And the husband says, I don't know. I got a text that John and Susan got into a wreck. They're not going to be able to make it to dinner tonight. Well, are they going to call us? Are they at the hospital? Should we go visit them? I don't know. The only thing the text says is John and Susan got in a wreck. They're not going to be at dinner tonight. And so then John, or the guy that gets the text, eventually feels like he has to explain what happened, even though the only information he possibly has is that John and Susan got into a wreck and they're not going to be at dinner. But now he has to create this whole story and narrative based on that one text that he has. And everybody else is just going to have to go along with it because that's the only information anybody ever has.
Huh. That, see, that's what I stick to my guns on that. I'm like, what do you want me to tell you? This is what I know.
I'd make it up. Yeah. I'd be like, and then this motherfucker, you're not going to believe this shit. He looked over at the Apostle Luke and he was like, suck my dick. I'm going to heaven. Peace, bitch. And then he did a little salt bay of some like bread and shit. You imagine Jesus floating up and doing like, everybody's having communion and Jesus is just salt baying his own blood on everybody.
You're right. Your way to handle this is way better. That's the move. Make up salt.
Dude, I should rewrite the Bible to make it a lot more interesting. Keep the same tenets, but just like really expound on shit.
That's a fucking brilliant idea. See, I was
Jesus hopped out of the boat and you're like, you want to see some shit? Watch me walk on this water. Here we go. I'm still going to fucking send it.
I was against this because I hate the debate about like whether Tony Soprano actually died or whether Walter White actually died, which is a stupid one. That's Carrabba's. Carrabba's still maintains that Walter White didn't actually die, despite everyone who was involved with the show saying Walter White is dead. And I was like, just see if you just say what happened. Then you don't leave it up for interpretation and you don't allow idiots to be idiots. However, if we're doing this story with Salt Bay and all that good stuff, then I'm pro storytelling.
Oh, you could spice this up. I mean, the whole Bible needs a little bit more flair and pizzazz, if you ask me. It's just written so on one note, just very historical. Get like J.R. What's the dude who wrote the Game of Thrones? Get that guy involved. We need to have John Grissom involved. People who can paint a story need it, because these guys, I mean, some of them were tax collectors, some of them were doctors. There was no bloggers that they had. Like, what? You couldn't pick one apostle that was like a historical novelist? Nobody? I mean, they had them. That's the same time period that Plato and Socrates were around. And you,
maybe they had journalistic ethics and they refused to tell tales about white dudes flying other dudes up to heaven. They said no. And if I didn't see it, I'm not writing it. I'm writing detailed exposés about stories like that.
We really got the shaft on this, honestly. We really did. And it's bizarre because even in seminary, they didn't talk about the lack of knowledge about there's so much more about the miracle of the loaves and the fishes than there is about this. There's more details about about a fucking tax collector going up into a tree and needing to come down. There's songs about that. There's more details about Noah's Ark than there are about this. This is the central theme of the entire religion, and it's done in six sentences. If this is six sentences, why do you need the whole rest of the Bible? Get that shit out of here. There's a whole book of Numbers where they just talk about who begat who. Who gives a fuck? I don't care who begat who in 6000 AD or BC. I don't care about any of that.
Chaps, I mean, you're speaking very clearly right now, very eloquently, and you're making a lot of sense. And I fear that.
There's more information about the way that Solomon's betrothed boobs look like than Jesus going to heaven.
Those fucking mountain goats.
Those gazelles floating across her chest looking for some mustard seeds. Like there's way more. And is the mustard seed her nipples? I don't know. I mean, that's an allegory, I guess. But we need more. So that's really the ascension story. I mean, there's not a whole lot. And there's really not a lot about the process of crucifixion either, because that's not talked about a whole lot. You only really know about what happened in the crucifixion because of the historical accounts, because mm-hmm. it was the most popular way to commit capital punishment.
Something's up, Chapsy. Something's up.
The game is afoot, I'll say that. Because, I mean, we got the creation account. He just speaks it in. I need more details there. Like, are you just saying everything appear? Because if you just say everything appear, that's not creative. I would like my God to be more. I want him to say, okay, now I'm going to do tulips. Check this out, guys. Boom, tulips. Okay, now we're going to do roses. Boom. Now you want to smell something delicious? Rosemary. You're going to want to put that on your turkey. Like, there's all kinds of shit that I want more detail.
Here's lavender. You're going to be smelling it in all of your girlfriend's body wash and shampoos for the rest of your life.
Wait till somebody combines this with salt from that water, my friend. It's going to blow your mind, and it's going to take away your aches and pains. And they're absolutely right. The only thing that would be better if they could have done this would be more words. But if they didn't have words, a picture is worth 1,000 words, and you can get that picture from 64,000 if you text it. Text confessions to 64,000, because you're going to be able to get paint your life and celebrate the moments that matter. Get a professional hand-painted portrait created from any photo at a truly affordable price. Plus, you're going to have a team of world-class artists that work with them until every single detail is perfect. Their usually user-friendly platform lets you order a custom-made hand-painted portrait in less than 5 minutes. It's a quick, easy process to get a hand-painted portrait in about 3 weeks. So if you're going to be doing it for Christmas, you got plenty of time, but you just need to get those going, because that's legitimately, we joke a lot. If your mom, imagine if you got your mom, for example, a picture of you and Kevin on the stage at Caroline's, and you had it painted for her and gave it to her for a gift, she would love it.
I've done this for gifts many a time. These gifts smash. Gifts are hard as a guy, because we don't pay attention to things. Gifts are very difficult. If you get a picture of you and your beloved, be it your beloved mother, your beloved father, your beloved significant other, whatever it is, it does not miss. I'm not pretending. I've literally done this on multiple occasions for family members and significant others, and 100% of the time, it's a hit.
And if you have like a girlfriend and you don't know what to get her, all you have to do is go to her Instagram page, find the picture in the last year that has the most likes on it, that everybody liked the most. Get that painted for her, yeah, and she will love it, because she already put it on her Instagram account, so she clearly likes that photo.
She likes it. Yep.
Easy day. Easy day. 64,000 text confessions to 64,000, and you can get that. It's right now the limited offer. You're going to get 20% off your painting. That's right, 20% off and free shipping. To get this special offer, text the word confession to 64,000. Great deal. I think we got a lot of stuff really accomplished here today. I'm glad you had the question.
Yeah,
I hadn't thought about it in a long time.
It's great. I never thought about it in my entire life. How did Jesus actually die?
Yeah, I mean, the answer is crucified, but he didn't die a second time. Like, that's the whole point. Like, if he died again, I'm very Christopher Wall. If he died again, then the whole religion falls apart. Can't die twice. That's a stone cold fact. But we can be back here next week for another Barstool Confessions. Join us then. We'll see you.
Thanks, guys.